Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. I hope everyone's doing great out there. I always want to say thank you so much for tuning in here to the brighter side of life. And of course, we hope that we give you some great information. We have the best guests. And of course, I'm going to introduce them in 1 second. But I do want to remind you that if you are just listening right now, you can remember to stream us at kvta.com. You can listen on all of our podcasts, and those are on Apple, iHeart, Stitcher, anywhere that you can find your podcast. Also, please follow us all the way through our social and make sure that you're getting a newsletter that goes out every single Friday. And if you haven't already received yours, call in right now at 805-419-0008. That's 419-0008. And again, if you're just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I always start my show with something uplifting, and today's is... This is what separates the best. Two people can have the same capabilities, the same hope, and the same aspiration, but have radically different outcomes. You have to take actions, and you have to take steps towards your goals. So with that, if you need any help with that, you need to be inspired, please reach out to me. I have some incredible tools that I'd love to take you down that road with me. Call in right now, 419-0008. Again, I am so glad that you are here tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, my first guest is Christine Horonic, and she is an award-winning chemist, a three-time champion fitness competitor, nutrition and exercise expert. I am so excited to talk with her. And again, we're going to find out what are the best foods for weight loss. And also, what if we just have different type of bodies? Maybe she's going to explain a little bit more about each one of our bodies and how we can be the best. And that's really what this show is about, living your best life and being your best. And Christine, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Yeah, I was looking at your website, and wow, pretty impressive. And how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing online meal planning and coaching since 2013, so I'm in my ninth year of business. I just celebrated 8 years earlier this year. But I've been in the nutrition industry for about, oh my goodness, at least 10 to 12 years.
Wow. And let me ask you a question. Is there an age that all of a sudden it's like it just doesn't go off of you, or, you know what I mean, you can't lose and so you have to do different things?
It's going to vary person to person because, you know, some people can have some serious challenges in their early 20s. Some people mm-hmm. can, you know, depending on how you eat and take care of yourself, may not experience those types of challenges ever. So the reality is, you know, hormones can definitely play a part. And, you know, when women enter perimenopause and into menopause, it does introduce unique challenges when it comes to fat loss.
Wow. Wow. So talk to us about the foods that are high in protein and foods that are high in fiber and what mm-hmm. we should actually be eating.
Yeah. So high protein, high fiber foods are top of my list with, you know, as my suggestion for what people should be consuming. Lean protein sources, you know, you want to be looking at chicken. You want to be looking at quality white fish. I do recommend people going for more wild caught fish as opposed to farm raised where possible.
Absolutely.
Shrimp is a great one. You know, seafood is fantastic. Other things include egg whites. If you're plant-based, you can do lentils. Hemp protein is a really emerging trend in the plant-based realm. Hemp tofu is fantastic. Chia seeds is a really, really fantastic one in terms of getting higher fiber. I'm a huge fan of leafy greens, you know, kale, spinach, arugula, mixed greens, Swiss chard, things in that wheelhouse. But it's just so important to make sure that you're getting plenty of protein as well as plenty of fiber, because number one, for protein, it's going to put your body in a positive nitrogen balance. So when you're trying to lose body fat, if you want to actually lose fat and not lose muscle, you need to be in a positive nitrogen balance so your body pulls off of stored fat as a fuel source, and that way you don't waste away your muscle. Because if you don't have enough protein in your system, you could be losing weight, but you can have more of that skinny fat type aesthetic, which not too many people like. Now, as far as fiber, it's good for so many reasons. One of the, obviously, digestive health is a big one. It's good for lowering cholesterol, but it's also great at naturally detoxing excess estrogen, which becomes more and more challenging for women when their periods are irregular and as they enter menopause. So it's a fantastic, very fantastic to make sure that you're getting plenty of fiber. It makes a huge difference.
Okay. So let me ask you, a typical day, I mean, you look phenomenal. And give out your website for our listeners.
Yes. So you guys can find out more about me on gagegirltraining.com, GAUGEGIRL training.com. You guys can also check me out on Instagram at gagegirltraining or my YouTube channel, gagegirltraining.
I just connected with you on Instagram. So you call yourself a food scientist and nutrition expert. I love that. Has there ever been a time, were you always thin and trim, I guess you would say?
No. I've definitely had my battles. And it started kind of like, you know, through my teens and early 20s, I was a cardio junkie. I used to do all of the Tai Bo, all of the Denise Austin. I used to rollerblade. I was convinced that if I did enough exercise, I would have abs. And I wanted to look like Janet Jackson. I wanted that tight, lean midsection. And no matter how much I did, I used to do cross country, I used to do marathons, I could not get my body looking like that. And you know, I'm a technical person. I have a scientific background. I'm like, I have to be doing something incorrectly. And the reality is I was doing too much cardio. I was eating too much. And even though I ate healthy food, I ate rice, I ate vegetables, I ate chicken, I was eating too much. And
really? And you were doing all that cardio?
I was running 5 to 8 miles a day. And
oh my gosh.
I still
so
did not have the physique I wanted.
Wow. So if we're not losing weight, and like I walk every day, twice a day, and, you know, I can see difference, but I can't see weight loss. And so, and I'm sure if it's happening to me, it's happening to everybody. There, you know, you go through that point in your life, and I've never had a problem. But so it must be too much food, correct?
Correct, yeah. And the reality is you can't compete with what you eat. It is so easy to overshoot your calories. It's so easy to go over if you're not paying attention. And that's why I recommend, if people are just getting started, to take an eyes wide open approach, start logging and tracking your food, see what you actually eat in a day, and be honest with yourself. So many people are like, oh, I actually eat this way, when the reality is, you know, they tend to underestimate. But if you take a real honest look, that's the gap. That is the reason why you're not reaching your goals.
Okay. That's a reality. You know what? I mean, you've got to be real. So many of us, and let's just talk about that for a second. Why do we lie to ourselves, right? I mean, we're only hurting ourselves. If you're, you know, there's so many times we say, are we happy in our job? Are we, you know, happy in our relationship? What are we eating to achieve our goals? And so many of us aren't being honest with ourselves. Have you work with so many people, Christine. Is this a problem for a lot of people?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I think a lot of us are in denial. I mean,
right.
We know it's a problem. We know it is, but I don't think a lot of people are ready to face it. And I think people have to get to the point in and of themselves where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, where you just cannot stand another day of not being in the health and, you know, physique that you truly want. When you get to that point where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you'll pay attention, you'll listen up. But the rest, you know, either people are either in denial or they just don't want to face it yet. And that's fair enough, because you got to be ready.
Right. Now, what about these, the 75-day challenges? What do you think of those?
I think challenges are a fantastic way to establish consistency. I think challenges are a great way to establish healthier habits, regardless of whether or not you follow a challenge 110% throughout the whole thing. I think they're a great way to jumpstart that process, because if you want to be healthy, if you want to lose weight, if you want to do all the things, you're going to have to change your habits. And I think it's a great opportunity to establish some momentum.
I love that. I think you're right. So let me ask you, you talk about determining your body type, and you mm-hmm. say that there's three main types of people. Can you share a little bit about that?
Sure. So when it comes to targeting how you should train and how you should lose weight, what I found was when I started Gauge Girl training in 2013, I worked with a lot of clients who had a very similar body to me. I'm a mesomorph. That means I can gain weight easily, I can lose weight relatively easily. And as long as I was training people who had my same body type, we got great results. And then one day, I got somebody who didn't have my body type. I had somebody who I consider to be an endomorph. An endomorph tends to be a little bit more bottom heavy. They really struggle to lose weight. They can gain muscle really easily, but when it comes to fat loss, it is substantially slower. And there's a third body type, the ectomorph, people who are just naturally lean. No matter what they do, what they eat, they just don't seem to gain weight. They struggle to gain muscle, but fat loss is so easy for them. And once I started working with, you know, as I collected more and more data points, I've worked with over 40,000 people at this point, but in the beginning, I couldn't help people. What worked for me did not work for them, and I needed to change it. Otherwise, I couldn't get my clients' results. And it forced me, by working with more people, to see, well, what do these people need to lose weight? Why aren't they losing weight? How do they need to train differently? And it was a really great opportunity for me to learn how to serve people in the best way possible. And I think that's a really big problem. People copy what someone else does online, but like, or, you know, on TV or movies, whatever. You can't do that. If they don't have the same body type as you, what they're doing will not work for you.
Wow. And it's almost like I always say, run your own race. You have to know your own body and we're all individuals, right? And so what works for me doesn't work for my daughter, or doesn't work for, you know, tends to kind of go in the families. But, you know, I know that even with I have four children, they all have such different metabolisms.
It couldn't be more true. And I think that the beauty of this, though, is to learn to embrace your body type, to learn to be like, okay, my body does naturally store more fat in this way. I need to tackle it differently. And that's fine, because that's my journey. That's what's going to work for me. And I think that my clients are more inspired when they see other people who started in a similar place where they started, and then they can see how their body changed. Because, you know, it's great to see, like, you know, someone who's naturally thin never struggled to lose weight a day in their life, versus seeing somebody with their same exact struggles needing to approach it with different strategies and have had success using that, because it's very real. And I think a lot of women feel very alone and isolated when they don't see other people with their similar struggles.
I love it. Christine Horonic is who we're talking with. And I know we haven't even dived into how many things that you could help us. I definitely want to have you back.
Let me ask you
a question. Is it, you know, sure. They talk about fasting, and I know we have like a minute left. Is there a time to start eating? Is there a time to finish eating in a day?
There's pros and cons. So I think if somebody has insulin management issues, if you are pre-diabetic, diabetic, I think that, you know, considering fasting and feeding windows would be fantastic. It's not necessary, though. So I think that for the most part, eat what fits your schedule. And for some people, timed intervals work very well. Otherwise, some folks will forget to eat. But other than that, I think that, you know, fasting can be great if you have insulin management issues. Now, if you don't, It's great to break plateaus or just provide some structure and boundaries to your lifestyle, but it is not 100% necessary.
I love it. Christine, how do we find out more about you?
You guys can visit my website, gagegirltraining.com, but if you guys want to, like, actually interact with me, go to my Instagram account, at gagegirltraining, shoot me a DM, direct message, and that's the best way to connect with me personally.
You got it. I'm going to be shooting you a DM. So.
I love it.
All right, Christine, thank you so much. Really good information. Please share our show and download our podcast. And again, our show is all about the brighter side of life. Christine Hronik, thank you so much. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to be speaking with Darla DeGrande, and we're going to learn some new stuff about the everyday. She's great, and I can't wait to chat with her. Again, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Listen, baby. The cancer support community helps you and your loved ones through your cancer journey with professionally led support groups, educational workshops, individual counseling, and mind and body classes. Support is provided at no cost to participants. Contact cancersupportvvsb.org. That's cancersupportvvsb.org or call 805-379-4777. Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust. Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T dot thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's Barbara Doust dot thinkingintoresults.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. My next guest has been on my show before, and of course, she helps so many people, Darla DeGrande. And she started as an inventor and an entrepreneur.
To pretend. You know what? I'm going to hit the sounder again, and we'll just roll. That was my mistake. Sorry. Here okay. We go. So it's just out of break. Here we go.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I have my next guest who's been here before, and she's pretty amazing, Darla DeGrande. And of course, she started as an inventor and an entrepreneur at a very young age. Her story is very similar to mine. She found out early on in life that she wasn't very good at following rules. So I didn't drop out of high school, but she did. And she found her own way. But Darla's gift and infinite impatience and the ability to see things that others can't, she has gifts that she's sharing with everyone. And if anybody's ever read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, then you know it's all about relationships. And that's what Darla DeGrande does. She teaches you how to interact with different relationships. and referrals and friends and all that stuff. So Darla has proven that life's real currency is mastering the art of human of connections. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about Darla, what she teaches so many people. Darla, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. I'm excited. It's been a while.
I know. Tell me what's going on. Of course, post-pandemic, hopefully, although I don't know where we are in the world right now, but it is a crazy time, and I want to include our listeners into this because both of us actually started as hairstylists, right? I feel like I've been interviewing people, and I'm sure you have too, forever, and so we really have that art, and now I've taken it into radio. And you've taken it into, tell us a little bit more about what you do.
Really, the online world. And you're right, you know, being a former hairdresser and the type of clientele that we had, I did a lot of, and being from Palm Springs, I did a lot of celebrity hair, authors and old movie stars and the really wealthy and the rich and famous of Palm Springs. It was nothing for our clients to drop $500 to get their hair cut and colored. It's amazing. And I used to always ask them, you know, what was your, tell me your struggles and how did you become who you are? And I used to interview my clients all the time.
Right. And that's really how we can grow, right? By hearing people's journeys. Yeah. I love it.
Yep. And I got to hear, you know, what was the toughest thing you ever went through? And then going through it myself, I was very fortunate to have gotten started really young in business and in life. And 19 years in, I was at the top of my game, living a completely debt-free life, doing $3 million a year and in the top 200 of the fastest growing salons in the country with the highest priced salon around, not connected to a resort like the Ritz-Carlton or something like that. And I happened to be in the right industry at the right time when day spas were born. And I opened the first day spa in our city, not connected to a resort, and did really well and rode the wave until the crash of 08. It's funny because what the world is going through now is what I went through back in 08, only back then I was on the wrong side of money. I had invested in stocks and real estate, and we all know what happened then, and I found myself facing bankruptcy and losing my homes and my businesses. I had five businesses at the time, and I didn't know what I was going to do because once you took away my salons and all my fame and fortune, I was really just a high school dropout who was handicapped by this time because I couldn't even do hair anymore because I'd had six discs replaced in my back from how hard our trade is on our body.
Very, Darla, stop right there for a second. Okay, so you're at your top of your game. First of all, how did you get on the top of your game? Did you finance all of this? How did you get started?
I had no inheritance. I didn't have anybody in my family that was a hairdresser. I just had a big vision as a young kid. I had a mentor in my life that taught me don't work for the boss, be the boss. And I read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad really young in life. I was very fortunate to have a couple good mentors. My parents didn't come from wealth, fame, or fortune. They were the worker bees, which there's nothing wrong with that. They worked really hard. My mom was a single mom with three kids. This was before child support, so she worked really hard. I had a good mentor. They were people who got to spend all the time with their children, and we got to go everywhere in limousines, and I practically lived at their house. They paid for my first wedding. That's how much of a child I was of theirs, like a child. I got to live the two lives, you know. I got to live the life of struggle and not being able to go on vacation and not being able to see your mom because she was always working, to the other side of the coin where the parents were always around and always present, and there was, you know, you walk to the front of the lines at restaurants and they knew your name and that type of stuff. And this made an impression on me when I was young, and I'm very fortunate for it. And I didn't understand it until I got older. And so when I got off in business, I learned this thing called leverage and worked really hard on getting people to work for me instead of me being the one working, and started training one hairdresser after the other, and grew that to 49 hairdressers and 16,000 clients, and did it all right and invested in stocks and real estate. And we never know what's going to happen in the world. We just don't. We don't know when something's going to collapse or something's going to reinvent an industry or something's going to change the course of the way money works and all those things. You know, now fast forward, being 54 years old, I can look back on life and see all these little pivots and turns and mountains and valleys and decisions and forks in the road and people that I met and all those kind of things that changed the course of my life. And it happens to all of us. You know, that's how we fall in love and get married and have children. And I jokingly say, you know, one night of excitement and look, there you are. You were born.
Yeah.
And
I like that. And of course, you have a daughter that is just graduating, right? Congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah,
and, you know, I like that you say that. I want to jump in there and say something about her. You know, I got to be a present mom and be in her life growing up, and which was good. I got to be around and watch all the memories and play roles in them. And she was graduating the 11th grade as salutatorian, which is second to valedictorian, with her eyes, you know, focused on hitting valedictorian. And then comes the pandemic, and she spends her entire senior year in her bedroom, like many kids, online. And no chance, you know, she was the varsity volleyball team captain going into the senior year. She worked really hard at that. She studied really hard, worked really hard, had her sights set on doing big things. She got a full ride to Berkeley. She was going to go be on the volleyball team at some other colleges. I mean, she had her sights set on valedictorian, all this stuff, graduates with a 4.67 and now has no chance at her volleyball scholarships because she hasn't played volleyball all year. There was no volleyball, you know, no sports, no nothing. It just changed everything. And then I got to watch my daughter, my own child, pivot in the world and now go from facing what am I going to do to now, you know, some people might find this offensive or wrong, but now she's saying, why am I going to college?
Because no, I get it.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? Because I have four children, and two went to college and two didn't go to college. But I think that there's many roads to success, and we have to, especially right now, you know, I went to cosmetology school like you did. And, you know, and to me, I was very successful. I own salons, too. I did all that. So there's a lot of roads to success, and I think that what I love that we're talking about is knowing what road is right for you. And not only that, it could be right for 10 years. It could be right for 5 years. And when things start going, okay, I see something changing, how do I make this change? That's the question that I know that you help so many people do. How do you make that change? How do you look at, you know, okay, I've been doing this forever. I love it. Is it all about making money? Is it all about how much money you make? Is it about surviving? Or what is it about? And you work with a ton of entrepreneurs.
Yep, and I can tell you exactly what it's about, especially right now as I'm going through the senior living years of my parents and being the caregiver to my father and having to be in his life while he gets through his years. And it boils down to time, money, relationships, resources, and love. That's it. When you're old, health, time, money, resources, relationships, and love is all that matters. And when you work really hard in life and you're working for all this money, but you have no time to go travel
and, no friends,
and experience
and
life
no
and build relationships,
mm-hmm.
no relationships, when you get old, you have money, but you have no emotional resources and no love because you didn't have time to build it. And it goes the other way around, too. If you don't have the money in order to be able to create the resources to be able to have the good things in life that bring you good health in future years, you don't have that either. You need a balance of it all. And that is the most important thing, is learning how money's made and learning how to make more than enough of it. When you make more than enough money, money doesn't matter. And a lot of people don't understand that. And people don't get that if they don't make enough money, they are living a selfish life versus a selfless life, because they can only receive, they cannot give. They have to need and want versus help, give, and gain. And money is important. It's an asset in our world today. And the way that this economy is growing and the way that jobs pay and the way money is moving in our country, people have got to learn how to make money differently, and they got to learn how to become diversified, and they got to learn how to build multiple streams of income, because the days of working 40 years for one company and retiring on stock options and benefits is no longer a thing of our generation, of our times now. You're lucky to hold a job for 4 years in today's world. And
right.
you can't do it on one paycheck, and you don't have enough hours in your lifetime to make two paychecks. Wealthy
right.
people create multiple streams of incomes, and I'm talking 8 to 30 streams of income. That you cannot do by trading your own time for that money. It's about hiring a mentor or a millionaire or somebody that teaches money, because it's not taught in school. Money is taught by millionaires and mentors. I learned that a long time ago. If money was taught in classrooms and schools, we'd have no classrooms and schools, because there would be no teachers, because they learned how to retire. Where teachers don't know how to retire because they don't make enough money, because they're not taught how to make money, they work a lifetime. In my opinion, teachers are the most underpaid people and the most valuable people in our world, because they're the ones
100%.
That educate our children.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. So when you say you look for a mentor, what is a mentor to you?
A mentor is somebody that you're actually paying for their knowledge of what they've already done in life, because you have to invest in yourself. If I wanted to be a bikini model, there is absolutely no way I could research on my own and YouTube video and read enough books to teach myself how to become a bikini model. I need to hire somebody who is a professional bikini model mentor that teaches people how to become bikini models. And the same thing goes for people who want to learn how to become diversified, build multiple streams of income, and learn how money's made. Because in that equation, you've got to learn how to build relationships. You have to learn how to master the art of prospecting. Prospecting is how you attract people into your life and you get them to see whatever it is that you're doing, so that you can build it. No different than your TV show and advertising, right? You attract an audience to your radio show. I'm sorry. You
correct.
Attract
that's
an
right.
audience to your radio show, and they tell their friends, tune into this radio show. Kim Pagano has the best show, and she teaches so much knowledge, and she provides this amazing opportunity for people to learn things, you know? And that's prospecting. And so learning how to attract people into your life, learning how to convert the conversations and have the conversations, but not just that, to have the avenues and the resources to be able to connect people with. Because money flows through people. Money doesn't flow through walls. It flows through people. People that know you, love you, like you, and trust you. And relationships come from people. Opportunities come through people. Referrals come through people. And your next love is going to come from a person, another person. So nothing matters more than learning how to master the art of human connection. It really, if you
and
stop
Darla,
thinking about it.
And Darla, who is your mentor?
Tons of mentors. The same ones that all the big people have. You know, the Tony Robbins of the world, and the Darren Hardys, and the Jordan Adlers, and the Christopher Terrys, and people that are at the top, the Alex Mortons, people who are at the top of the game in the game of money. Because money
game
is game.
Of money. Really got it. And so do you hire those people? Or are you following them? How do you know what I'm saying?
You can do it in all different ways. Reading their books for sure, getting their podcast shows for sure, going to their seminars. I'm taking my own daughter. I leave at 3 o'clock in the morning. I have to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to catch a 6 o'clock plane. My daughter and I are flying to Dallas to go to a conference this weekend, and it'll cost us several thousand dollars in flights and tickets and hotel rooms and food. And my daughter's 17 years old. How many parents take their 17-year-olds to money conferences where millionaires are standing on stages sharing their stories of how they became millionaires?
I love it. You are so inspiring. It's funny. I just got Darren Hardy's book. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And that's what I'm attracted to. And that's what I think our listeners, you have to have, you have to gain whatever you're going for in life so that you can pivot to that next place.
And you have to attract it. You have to hang around the people. You have to get around people that are higher than you on the social economic scale. People that are higher than you, not people that are lower than you. Because in every minute of life, we all have 24 hours a day. In every minute of life, we're moving forward or we're moving backwards. We don't sit idle. And we move forward through the vibrational frequencies of those that are around us. They're either lifting us up and empowering us, or they're pulling us down and discouraging us.
We have a couple minutes left. We're going to have you back, okay? I love talking to you. You inspire me. You talk my language. So give us some tips. We're talking about the art of prospecting, and talk to us about what are three tips that we can leave today with and really move forward in our lives.
Some tips that I can give is to stop hunting. Stop hunting and start building relationships. Start connecting with people and listening more and talking less. Asking people, going below the surface. Do you know how many people don't even know their best friend's parents maybe committed suicide, or their best friend's sister is, I don't know, in prison? Because they don't ask. People don't go that second layer of into a relationship to say, so tell me, best friend, what are your dreams and goals? What do you think about? What are some things that you dream about? And if you could do anything in life, what would it be? And actually listen to what the other person has to say and not one-up them and overpower them or take away their dream. Actually listen and communicate, connect, and be present with them. People don't do that. So those are big tips that people can do. Tell people happy birthday on Facebook and social media every day. Take that minute to log on and see whose birthday is coming. And take that minute to go in and add value onto somebody's post instead of something negative. I can't stand it when I read how somebody goes on and tells somebody why they shouldn't do something that they just posted. Instead, right. Go in there and tell somebody, good job for you for trying something new, and good job for you for getting out there. And, you know, you made me smile. I love your post. Put value out there because it's a frequency. And what you put out into the world vibrates back to you. If you're adding negativity and negative to the world, it's going to come back to you. If you add value and positivity, inspiration and encouragement and uplift and empower people, the universe is going to reward you with that same frequency back.
I love it. And really what we're talking about is how to win friends and influence people, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, one of my favorite books. I love that book too. So yeah. And you know what? These are the riches of our lives, right? And if you can't surround yourself and gather your tribe, you're not going to have anything in life. And so I love this. Darla DeGrande, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. I definitely want to have you back. How do my listeners find out more about you?
Go to DarlaD.com, Darla D, okay. Double D, DarlaD.com. And my phone number's on there. You can send an email, reach me that way, research everything I do. And I'd love to meet you. Anybody that wants to just have a conversation, I love conversations just like you. We're hairdressers.
That's right. We love to talk. I love it. It's our language of love. So I love it. Darla, thank you so much. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast too. And
absolutely.
Have a great
time
with your daughter this weekend.
I am. Looking forward to it.
Thank you so much for joining us through that great conversation. I do want to introduce our next guest, and that is Sarah Payton. And her book is Your Resent Self Workbook. And From Self-Sabotage to Self-Care, she is a constellation facilitator in the world, and at least Constels, I'm going to find out a little bit more about this because it's really what our brain does. And so many people have family things in their life that really kind of keep going down into each one of our generations. So we're going to talk a little bit of Sarah. I'm excited to learn more about this, how our brain works. And Sarah Payton, are you there?
I'm right here. It's wonderful to be with you.
Well, thank you so much. I've never heard of this before. And you say you're the only one in the facilitator in the world that does this, correct?
Well, there are lots of folks who study with me and take it out into the world, too, because it's so fun and effective.
How did you get into this?
I got into this. It's kind of a sad story, but still quite beautiful. I have a son who died of addiction. And I just wanted to find some way to help him with the trauma that he had lived through that was at the root of the addiction. I was not able to save him, but the work that I did took me into traveling all over the world and helping other folks. So it's turned out to be very beautiful and joyful, and I just always think of him with so much love.
That's beautiful in a sad way, you know. So thank you for sharing that. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been doing that?
I published the first book in 2019, and then I had started writing it when I was 50, and it came out of just this work of like talking to people about why their brains do what they do. Why the heck do our brains do what we do? Why do we self-sabotage? Turns out we make perfect sense. We're trying to solve brain problems with our self-sabotage, which seems slightly counterintuitive.
Right.
But once we get into the depth of it, we go, oh, no wonder alcohol has been my friend. It's the most effective substance that we have as humans to limit shame. Thank goodness for it, and maybe I don't need it quite as much as I needed it before. You know, it's like there's an exploration and a self-compassion that comes from learning about why our brains do what they do.
Wow, very interesting. So let me ask you, do you think that it is something that is handed down to us?
Well, it turns out, you know, there used to be that big debate, nature versus nurture. Did it get handed down to us, or did it come as a result of environmental experience? And everything, it turns out, is both nature and nurture, that everything is both handed down to us and a result of what we've lived through in this life. All kinds of interesting stuff is coming out about epigenetics and the way that genocide, for example, affects grandchildren of people who have survived genocide. There are so many elements to our lives that when we start to learn about them, begin to make sense of big patterns that we've lived through.
Very interesting. So when you work with somebody, what does that look like?
Well, when I work with people, I'm often doing it kind of in the fishbowl as part of a demo, because I mostly teach big classes on how the brain works. So when I'm working with somebody, they'll say, I have this problem. I can't forgive my mom. My mom was really extremely scary and violent, and I walk around and I obsess about being angry at her all the time, and I don't want to do that anymore. And so we take a look at, like, how are we solving brain problems with our emotions? And, you know, it's funny sort of patchwork of the ways that we can feel emotion and the ways that we haven't been encouraged to feel emotion. Some people can feel rage. Some people do not permit themselves rage. If we have rage but we don't permit it to ourselves, then we end up like in a fight with ourselves the whole time. And that can be why we never forgive somebody, because we never got to go, well, of course I'm angry. And
right,
when we say, of
right.
course I'm angry, then it gets to move instead of being stuck in our fight with ourselves.
So, Sarah, and I do want to remind any of our listeners that are just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. We're talking with Sarah Payton. How many books do you have?
I have two books out. I have the Your Resonant Self book, and then I have the Your Resonant Self workbook.
Okay. So is this something that our listeners and all that, you know, I guess we would work ourselves through the workbook?
Yes. It's
okay.
Meant as a do-it-yourself guide to making your brain a better place to live.
Okay, great. And so what are some of the steps that you can share with us that would, you know, be helpful?
Well, one of the most important steps is to begin to realize that there are different parts of the brain that do different things, and that all of us have the brain territory that lets us be warm with ourselves. Everybody's got it. We don't, you know, people say, be nice to yourself, be kind to yourself. And you're like, yeah, sure. How do I do that? I mean, I've been at doctors and they would say, you have to be less stressed.
Yeah.
Like, you come live in my life. You tell me how I'm going to be less stressed given the life that I've got to live and the people that I want to take care of here. I've left doctor's offices it's a little sad, but I've left doctor's offices in tears, wondering how the heck am I going to have less stress?
Right, because when you're going through trauma, and, you know, this last year and a half has been major trauma for people, very unknown, do I get a vaccination, do I not, do I, you know, go to work, do I have a job, there's just so many unknowns, and that in itself is very trauma-making. Do you agree?
I agree completely. I think that we are going to be seeing the after effects of this pandemic for probably a couple generations.
How did you learn this? What were you doing before 2019?
Before 2019, I was a used and rare book dealer.
Yeah. Okay.
And of course, I was trying to hopefully, you know, I was really wanting to do something for my son. Nobody had this book out, you know. Nobody had the, like, from the standpoint of just a regular person trying to go through life, learning about the brain, how does it make things better for me? Nobody had written that. People had written books for neuroscientists and books for therapists. And the people who wrote were doctors. And the people who wrote were therapists. And nobody was just like a regular person moving through the world going, okay, here's all this really interesting information that actually is helpful. And how can we integrate it if we don't have a neuroscience researcher background? And so I started to write. And then one of my friends contacted Norton and said, Sarah's got a book. And Norton was really excited and they loved the book. And then there was this interesting moment where they discovered that I didn't have a degree. And they were like, oh my God, how are we going to publish you? You don't have a degree. And so they actually had a PhD review my material so that it would be sure to be in order. But it was such an interesting experience just to be a regular person going, how can we use what we're learning about the brain?
Congratulations. This is huge. This is like reaching a goal and a dream and through basically your son. How old was your son, if you don't mind
me asking? He was 33 when he died.
And he had suffered with anxiety and depression?
Yeah, he was. We got to adopt him. He was a kid who was on the street, and my sweet husband built a room for him in our downstairs. Mm-hmm. We just had a one-bedroom house, but we had an unfinished basement. My husband went downstairs and built a room for him. He came to live with us. Yeah, we loved him so much, and then we did lose him to the trauma, but I didn't want to. Yeah.
Obviously, yeah. Now, I'm looking on your website, and you actually share practitioners that you work with, correct?
Yeah, people who studied with me. Yeah. You can find me on my website, but you can also find people who cost less than me and are there who've studied with me and work with me all the time. Yeah.
Wow. And so these people, these practitioners, all work with people that are suffering from depression or anxiety and that kind of thing?
Yeah, and from PTSD. Yeah,
And and where are you located?
I'm physically located in Portland, very close to Portland, Oregon, in Vancouver, Washington. But, you know, in this world of Zoom, I'm available.
I could be anywhere.
Classes are available all over the world.
I love it. Wow. So give us a couple tips of daily things that we can do to make our life a little bit easier.
Sure. Research shows that if we use our own names when we're having warmth for ourselves, that it helps the brain to differentiate from the part that can have warmth for ourselves from the part that's having the emotional difficulty. So if we start to say, okay, I'm having emotional difficulty, but that's not all of me, that's just a part of me, And we stand kind of in the part of ourselves that's like has compassion for, like, of course you're stressed, like leaving that doctor's office, right? To stand in the part of myself and go, Sarah, using my own name, of course you're stressed. Of course you're having the experience that you're having. I can even in retrospect, if I imagine myself standing there with the Sarah who left the doctor's office, I can imagine my shoulders coming down from around my ears. I can imagine relaxing. I can imagine, you know, saying, oh, thank goodness somebody understands. Like, what if the doctor said, of course you're stressed. We'd love it if you were a little less stressed, but of course you're stressed given what you're dealing with. And I'd like to recommend maybe just a little meditation, you know.
Right, right.
Something,
and you talk about...
So then there's this sort of kindness that starts to enter the dialogue. Instead of, Sarah, why are you so stupid, you know, which is more what I started with before I started doing all this work.
That's interesting. And how you just, I mean, like, you have different classes. Like, I talked to you during the week, and you had 100 people that you were speaking with, correct?
Yeah, I just got off a class on Zoom with 100 people in it who are going through the workbook with me and taking
and
a look at all the different processes, yeah.
Wow. So this is worldwide that you can help people. And are they usually the ones stressing or having, or are they there for their children? What are scenarios?
They're there both for themselves and for their children. Sometimes people are there for their spouses or their best friends or their moms. You know, people, we love each other so much. We don't even realize how much we love each other and want each other's
well-being. Right, and how we take on other people's traumas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Wow. How do we find your book and tell us a little bit more about what we're going to find in your book?
Yeah, you can get my book on any online bookseller, or you can have your brick-and-mortar store order it, Your Resonant Self by Sarah Payton, and Your Resonant Self Workbook by Sarah Payton.
And you'll
find in it like a self-guided tour to your own brain and some very lots of exercises and meditations to be able to work with to start to change the inside of your own brain so that it becomes a nice place to live.
Wow. Wow, very interesting. And let me ask you, how long does it usually take before you start to feel differently?
People who are doing the meditations every day notice, and the meditations are for free download on yourresonantself.com. The people who are working with the meditations every day notice a huge change at about 5 months. There starts to be a big change. And another bump at 8 months, and another bump at a year, and another bump at 3 years, and another bump at 5 years, and another bump at 10 years. We've been working long enough to start to see these kinds of ways that things change for brains.
Right. And you didn't have the knowledge when your son was alive at this time, right?
No, I didn't.
And do you deal with a lot of adolescents?
I deal with anybody who comes.
Okay.
And so, you know, anyone who stumbles across the work and enjoys the brain and enjoys learning and wants their brain to be a better place to live, adolescents, people who are in their 80s, people who are in their 50s.
What do you think people's biggest struggle is?
I think people's biggest struggle is that we live in a world where we don't really know how to just be warm with each other. We always want to fix each other. We don't know how to stand beside ourselves and beside other people and say, of course. We never pause for that moment of connection and acknowledgement and respect.
Wow. That's interesting. I love it. Leave us with one moment.
Sure.
Something that you can learn.
Here's the one thing. And that is that if your brain is being cruel to you, it's not truth, it's trauma.
Whoa, you just gave me chills.
Yeah.
That's incredible right there. Wow. I love what you're doing, Sarah Payton. And, of course, tell everybody your book one more time.
Your Resonant Self, Sarah Payton. Sarah with an H, Payton, like Peyton Manning, sarahpayton.com.
There you go. In fact, Sarah, would you send me a book to give away to a listener that calls in right now?
Absolutely. It's on its way to you.
That would be great. And again, I want to give out our phone number, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Sarah Payton, thank you so much. Please download our podcast and share our show with everyone. We are at the end of our show and some really good messages out there. I hope that you enjoyed it. And, of course, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I always end my show with a moment of happiness. Surround yourself with people that push you to do better. and be better. With that, I'll talk to you next week.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com. Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine. Unlock your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-N EnergyMedicine.com.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at TNTAMS.com. That's TNTAMS.com.